Hi, this is Michael Palermo with Microsoft. I am really excited to announce the debut episode of the Edge of the Web series. And this particular episode is going to focus on getting started with ASP.NET 5. And when I say get started, I mean how to really get started with ASP.NET 5. In fact, you could say that the title of this episode is ASP.NET 5 From Nothing to Empty. Oh, so what do I mean by that? Well, Visual Studio 2015 offers some template projects you can use to get started with ASP.NET 5. But what I'm saying is, I want to get started even before then. How would we even get up to the empty template in Visual Studio 2015 without using Visual Studio 2015? Well, that's what this is all about. I'm excited to share it with you, and if you are following along, be sure that you have installed the items that are showing right here on the landing page here at Dev Radio. You're going to need to have Node.js, the Node Package Manager or NPM tool. You're going to need to have Git installed. You'll probably want to have Visual Studio Code installed or whatever text editor you prefer. And of course, you're going to need to have the DNVM, which is the .NET Version Manager. And you'll have to have that installed as well. Again, all the links for how you can get those things installed will be on the landing page. But for now, let me show you how to get started from nothing. So right now on the left side of my screen, I have a command prompt that is open. So I'm going to go over to my command prompt, and I'm going to start. I'm inside of a root folder off the C drive called Dev Radio, and what I want to do is create a folder under it called Demo. So I'm going to make that directory Demo, hit Enter. Of course, if I take a look, I'll see that Demo is there, and I'm now going to navigate to it, so I'll change the directory to the Demo folder, and I'm inside of Demo. And now that I'm inside of Demo, I want you to consider that this folder demo kind of represents the overall solution folder for the stuff we're going to be doing. So inside of this, I want to have this warm and fuzzy feeling that I have everything in my environment set up correctly. So I'm going to install or check to make sure that the .NET version manager is basically up to speed, so I'm going to put upgrade and hit enter. So DNVM upgrade. So what it's doing is it's installing the runtime, but it's saying, hey, you know what? You already have the latest version, which at this time, by the way, is beta 8. So it says it's already installed and made sure that it had some path information available to me, so it's really easy for me to navigate this from anywhere. So now that I know that that's good, I might want to see, well, what do I have installed? So I can do a DNVM list. And what this is going to do is show me all of the different .NET environments that are already installed. And the little asterisk that you see on the screen represents the one that's currently my default, which is the beta 8 CLR runtime targeting x86. And I'm going to keep it that way. So I'll go ahead and kind of clear the screen. And now I want to be able to create a file that is going to be at the solution level. It's going to be a nuget.config file. And I'll do that by putting in a break command here and put nuget.config, hit enter. And if I look at my directory, I'll see that I have an empty file called nuget.config. Now, of course, I'm telling you, we're doing this raw, right? So notepad space nuget.config, and that's going to open up notepad and allow me to create that file. Now, what I'm not going to do is bore you insanely with me typing all of this. So I am going to bring over a little XML snippet into this notepad file and just indicate that really, what is the source that we're going to be getting any of our packages from? And now that I have that, I'll go ahead and save this. and I will close Notepad. All right, so if I do a directory again here, we will see that now I have some information in my NuGet file. I'm going to create a new directory. The new directory is going to be called SRC. So if I do a directory now, you'll see that there's an SRC subfolder, and I'm going to navigate to it. So change the directory to SRC. And for right now, I want you to consider SRC as a project folder. So we had the higher level folder, and now we have this project folder called SRC. And inside of here, I'm going to be creating two files. Now, of course, I can do it all with Notepad, and I can use the command line to do some of the editing, but I'm going to do something a little different now. Because I'm inside the folder SRC, I'm going to type in code space dot, hit enter, and what that's going to do is open up Visual Studio Code to the current folder, which right now is the SRC folder. So this is my working project. And I want to create the first file, which is going to be our project file. You'll see what I mean. So I'm going to create a new file. I hit Control N for the keyboard shortcut for new file. And right away, I'm going to hit Control S so I can make sure that this is going to be saved as a project.json file. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now, save that. And inside of the project.json file, I'm going to open up a squiggly mark here. Got my braces going, my code braces. Now, notice the advantage I get in Visual Studio, or pardon me. Yeah, I guess I could say visuals. I'm so used to saying Visual Studio with a version number, but I just mean code in this example. Watch what happens when I start typing, like web root. So I know I need to identify what is the folder that will contain all of this static stuff in our web. So in this example, I'm going to say that's www.root. So I have that particular one finished. Then I also want to have a version. So I'll type in version. And by the way, I'm just hitting tab on my keyboard to autocomplete that. And the version will be a 1.0.0, then a dash asterisk for like an auto increment. Then I'm going to hit another comma here. And now I want to add dependencies in this file. And you'll notice we're using the JSON format here. That's why it's a project.json file. And this is going to be dependencies. So when I click that and I hit tab just after it was selected, what I want to have now is the Microsoft.ASP.NET.Server.Testrel. So I've identified the only dependency this project has. Put a comma here after this closing code brace and move down to my commands. My one and only command is going to be called web, and this command is going to be used to basically call upon the Microsoft.ASP.NET.Server.Kestrel, and I'm going to leave it just like so. I could add some options here to indicate how I want it to run, but I'm just going to leave it at all of its defaults for now. And what I mean by that is eventually we're going to be able to run this command, and we're just going to see how it behaves without adding any other parameters to the end. Hit comma here, and the next thing that I want to do is identify the frameworks I'm going to support. So this is going to support DNX 451, so the .NET framework basically, and leave that as an empty body here. I'm also going to support a DNX core, and that's version 5.0, and that's the hot off the presses cool new core framework that a lot of people could target their ASP.NET 5 sites with. And with, whoops, put some code braces there. With that finished, the only thing I want to do now is just provide if when we do any code compilations at all? What do we want to exclude? Now, when I hit tab, it automatically indicated these folders, which in fact may be things that we want to exclude, but I haven't created any such folders yet. I could erase them, or I could just also add something else to this list, and the thing that I want to add is the www root, because the www root folder only contains static files, so there's no need to even look in there to do any kind of compilation. Well, now that I have that project.json complete, I'm going to save it. So Control S, and it is done. I'm going to add a new file, and this time I'll do File, New File, and I'm going to immediately save this as my startup.cs file. So Control S on my keyboard, and this is startup.cs for C#. I hit enter, and now I want to start coding, but wait a minute, what is this strange and confusing message on my screen? All I wanted to do was start coding. Well, as you can see, it's saying there's unresolved dependencies in this project JSON file. And what it's really wanting me to do is click this thing called restore. Now, I could do that. But the problem is, I want to show you how to do it without the tool. See, this would be easy to do. So I'm going to hit close. And I'm even going to just start pretending that, well, I could do that step later. So I'll go back into my code, and one of the things that I want to do is I want to make sure that my startup code file uses a particular reference. So I'm going to put using, and it's Microsoft. You'll notice the nice IntelliSense and Visual Studio Code dot, and I want ASP, well, wait a minute. I'm trying to type ASP.NET because I know I need it, yet it's not showing up. Well, here's the thing. It's because I'm so new into this folder, I haven't even brought in some of those references through some of the cool tools that are available after you install the .NET framework version manager. So what I'm going to do is go over to my command prompt again, and I'm going to run from my project folder a DNU, that's a .NET utility, and I'm going to ask it to do a restore and hit enter. Now what that is doing is it's actually making sure it's reading what was inside of my project JSON file and making sure that I have the appropriate packages in order to start coding here in my code file. And voila, it just went out there and did what it had to do. So does that mean if I come over to this code file, I can start typing using Microsoft.it, giddy up. You see, it shows right up right after I do that restore. That's crazy. So ASP.NET and builder. Whew, that was a lot of work just to get to one line of code. And just a using statement at that. But I'm going to keep on going. The next thing that I want to do is create a namespace. I'll create a cool one like devradio.demo. And inside of our namespace, I'm going to create a class, so a public class. And we'll definitely be calling this class startup. So the name here means a difference. It actually means something. So there's a convention involved. And so inside of this startup file, I'm going to specifically add a public void configure. And inside of there, I'm going to add the iApplication Builder interface, and app will be an instance of that. So what does that mean? Well, it means much like console applications have a public static void main, which means this is the starting point, that is exactly the ASP.NET 5 version of where everything starts. It's right here. Now, of course, we can expand upon this, and there's other methods that can be called even before configure that are kind of prepping up the site and building things up. But for right now, we're going to keep it as simple as possible with just configure. And just know that it's really the environment that passes in the instance of this iApplication builder into this line of code. So that app parameter will contain valuable things for us to start managing the HTTP pipeline. Sounds really complicated, but you'll see in a moment. It's actually pretty fun and easy to do. So I'm going to leave it just the way it is right now and save this. So I've just saved the startup file. And so what can I do now? Well, I'm going to go over to my command prompt and clear this out. I'm going to run a utility with our .NET environment with a DNX. I'm going to run the command called web. Now, since I'm inside of a folder that contains a project.json, it's going to know that it could look in there and see, do you have a command in there called web? Well, as you'll notice over here, if I look at my project JSON, we do. We have one right here. And it basically says, call upon microsoft.asp.net.server.kestrel. So, okay, let's see what that does when I hit enter. So it is now executing against that. It's executing that command, and basically it's running our web server right here in right here at our command prompt in our console. It says it started, and I would press Control C to shut it down. So for me to do some testing, I'd have to go to localhost to this port. And you'll notice it says our hosting environment is production. Well, remember, I didn't pass in any parameters or do any other kind of configuration. This is just the default right now. But let me go ahead and open up a browser and see what will happen. So I'll open up a browser here. I have a Chrome up. I'm going to go to localhost 5000. And here's what it does. You see, it works. Look what we have here. And you might say, what do you mean it works? Well, what will happen if I stop the server? So I'll come back over here and hit Control C. So it just stopped the web server. Now I'm going to come back over here and refresh. So it's trying to find, it's not available. So I know you may have seen, well, there was just absolutely nothing there before. Well, it means that the web server was running, and it's at its core, it does nothing. So we will see nothing, but we won't get an error either, like we just did here. So that's kind of interesting to see. So I'll go ahead and switch back over to Visual Studio Code. And what we want to now do is add some behavior, something that's going to make this a little spicier than just a blank screen. So for us to do that, what I'd like to do is go over to our code file, which is our startup. And I want to see what's available off of this app instance. Maybe there's some things I can call on this that would allow me to quickly demonstrate something to the browser. So app dot, and there does seem to be some things. I recall hearing a rumor that there's a use method that has some cool things. So use, well, it's only showing a couple. And I thought there was one that was called use welcome page. But now that I remember, that would only happen if I had the right packages installed. So I'm going to back up here, go back over to the project JSON file, and I'm going to go in and add a dependency so that can work. But before I do that, now I'm shocked about something. I have started this entire thing from scratch, and yet look, there's this project.lock.json file. I didn't put that there. And if I open it up, my goodness, there's so much stuff there. What happened? So what is that particular file? So think of it this way. Your project JSON file, of course, allows us to easily add dependencies to our project. This is a file that's like an efficient list for compilation and runtime that it makes it much more efficient, of course, but it also serves as a snapshot, especially if it's locked. In other words, you can see the value up here where it says locked equals false. Well, If it equals true, it means it's not going to have, it's not going to allow for any dependency resolution to take place. Now, to show you how you would lock it, you might think I would just go over here and change this value to true or false, but you can actually do it from the command line. Now, here's the magic. I'm going to type the command in the command prompt, and then you're going to want to look at that value on line 2 in the JSON file to see what happens. So I'm going to type DNU for that .NET utility. I'm going to say, I want you to do a restore, which means let's make sure that all of our packages are correct according to our JSON file, our project JSON file. But then I want you to also do a lock. Now, when I hit enter, take a look at that value. So now it's true, which means this list will be a fixed list, and it's not going to do any more dependency resolution if it remains locked. But of course, I'm going to unlock it right now. I'll type unlock. And then if you watch that again, you'll see that it turned back to false. So I just wanted you to know what it's there for. It's a means to really make the websites load and be more efficient. But for now, I'm going to go back to the main thing at hand, and that is I want my site to do something. So going back over to my project JSON file, I'm going to add another dependency. I'm going to add the Microsoft.ASP.NET.Diagnostics, and I'm going to save this. Now, as soon as I save it, there's that restore message again. Now, by the way, this restore message inside of Visual Code is basically the same thing as running a DNU restore from the command prompt. So I'm just going to click from here and do it. Click restore. Now what that's going to do is it brings up its own command window. This was opened by Visual Studio Code, and it let us know that the DNU was completed, and I could press any key to continue. How exciting. But now I got to go back to my startup file. And inside here, I remember I was trying to find a different use statement. So app.u. Well, now there's a ton of use methods in here just because we dynamically added that one package for reference. And sure enough, at the very bottom here, it says use welcome page. So I'm going to click on that. I'll use that version of the method. There's others that allow you to pass in path parameter and so forth, but we're just going to see what the default one does. I'm going to save that code file, and now I need to run my web server again. Now, as you recall, one way I could do that is I can go back over to the command prompt, and I can type in DNX and just type in web, which would mean run. In fact, I'll do it right now. I'll hit enter. And so the web server has started, and if I go back over to our browser and hit refresh, you'll see, voila, there's a welcome page. It's amazing. So we see that connection happening between the two. I'm now going to shut it down, control C, so that the server is stopped. And then when I come back over here and hit refresh, we'll see, of course, that because the server stopped, there's no page available anymore. But if I go back over to Visual Studio Code, I just want you to know there's yet another way you could do it in here without even using the command prompt. And that would be by going over to View, Command, the Command Palette, and you just go over here and type in DNX, and you find the Run command. So when you do that, you hit Enter, and then it specifically says, for this folder configuration, for your source project, I'm assuming you want to run the web command, which I do. So since it's highlighted, I'm going to hit enter. Now what that does is it, again, opens up its own command prompt, so a different console window is open. And same kind of thing, press Control C to shut it down. So if I bring that over here and bring back over our browser and hit refresh, you'll see that I've also been able to start it right within a Visual Studio Code editor. I mean, this was pretty fun, being able to go into a command prompt and and do some configurations there and get into a simple text editor and launch ourselves in no time a web server running our cool ASP.NET 5 project stuff. Now, keep in mind that in principle, everything we just did could work in another environment. For example, whether it's Linux or a Mac, if you have the proper things installed, you could follow along. And so that's a very cool thing. But what do I mean when I say we've gone from nothing to empty? Well, as we transition into the next episode in the future, understand that what we built today is going to be dissected even further when we explore how it compares to the Visual Studio empty template. And of course, where can you grow from there? So I hope you stay tuned. I hope that you enjoyed getting into the nuts and bolts of things, and look forward to seeing you at the next episode of The Edge of the Web.